Hello, and I would like to welcome everybody to my second connection point. And this connection point is going to be focused on our message center and how our members build community across the nation, actually across the world. And today I have two great members with me. I have Jeff and Jonathan. And Jeff, if you would introduce yourself, and then Jonathan, please introduce yourself.
Sure. My name is Jeff Zimskind. I'm from Allentown, Pennsylvania. Practice primarily business immigration law. Been a member of ALS since about 1999, so a little over 20 years. Now I'm the chair of the Message Center Moderators Committee, and I think it's a great asset for the membership, which is why I'm doing that, and very happy to be doing that.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Weiss, and I practice in Pasadena, California. I usually focus on business immigration cases, but I do touch on a little bit of everything.
Jonathan, can you tell us where to find the Message Center?
All right. The easiest way to find it is to just go to the ALA homepage, and then it's on the right. There's a list of options, and one is join the conversation on the Message Center. Just one click from the main ALA homepage.
Jeff, you know, you've been in charge of this Message Center for a while. Can you tell us, you know, the benefit and the best practices for coming to the Message Center? Why would someone go to the Message Center?
Let me put it this way. When we have a new attorney that is either working for us or that asks me for advice about resources, you know, what are the resources that I should use? I have a whole long list, but one of the resources at the top is the ALA Message Center. I say, if you don't feel comfortable posting, that's fine. You know, you may not feel comfortable posting for a little while until you kind of get a sense of how things flow and the landscape there. But the best thing you can do, among all the other things that you should be doing, is you spend a half an hour every day or every night just picking one thread in some area and just read through that thread. Maybe there are 20 or 30 posts, and maybe it goes back 10 years. Do that every night, a half an hour, and you will learn an awful lot that'll really help you in your day-to-day practice. And then eventually you'll become comfortable posing questions.
Right. And I think the great thing about the Message Center is that it's crowdsourcing. Right now, one of the biggest challenges our organization faces is that immigration is moving faster than regulations and laws. And so that's a place where you can go, where we can go to the Message Center and say, this is occurring. What does my community think about this? How can they address this? What's sort of going on in that sort of fashion? And so Jonathan, as sort of a new user that came to the Message Center, what would be your best practices for going to the Message Center? How would you sort of suggest someone use the Message Center?
I will answer your question, but first, just to add on to the comment you just made, I think that's very key. And what's going on in the Message Center right now is when we're recording this, we are having a very unfortunate situation in Afghanistan and a very dynamic and chaotic situation. And a lot of very good advice is being traded, and that may end up saving lives. So that is a very important thing that's happening on the Message Center right now. But going to best practices, I agree with Jeff's suggestion about looking and seeing what's there, because the archive, even without asking a question, goes back decades and has some, you know, members who have passed who were great authorities, and you can benefit from their wisdom and their insight. In terms of asking a question, I know new lawyers are often a little intimidated. I think the best practice is to show what you did first, so it doesn't look like you're jumping in there and saying, you know, help me, guys, I don't know what's going on. You're saying, I looked at this source, I read this case, and here's where my confusion is, and here's where I'd like clarification, and here's where I'd like to hear from the practical experience of attorneys who've been through this before. And I think when people frame their questions like that, they get great responses. So I think that would be my advice to anyone wanting to post on the Message Center.
Very good. And Jeff, one of the things, you know, we've talked about this a while, but could you share a war story about how you use the Message Center to actually address and move things forward in your office for one of your clients?
Well, there have been many occasions over the years where I'm at a point where I'm about to either make a decision. Okay, how do I handle a little nuance of this perm case? Or we're going to be filing an H-1B, you know, okay, what's, you know, the filing instructions as far as where you file are not exactly clear. Now, they are fairly clear, but sometimes they're not. And then you know, other little things about advice. What about travel here? What about travel there? Is this consulate open? There are a number of occasions when I've, you know, I think I have a command of something, but I'm either not sure 100%. I want to get the opinions of some other people, or I could take, you know, I'm at a fork in the road and I'm not sure which fork to take. And unlike Yogi Berra, I'm not going to take both. So, you know, it saved my bacon many times.
Yeah, and another thing, it's not like email. So it's not clogging up your email box. You actually go there, read it, leave it, take it, paste it, whatever you like to do, right, Jeff?
Exactly. And it's there for reference. I mean, sometimes I'll think, no, you know what? I thought a couple of years ago, I had a pretty good thought on that issue. Now let me go find, what I said about it. And you find what you said about it and you decide that either, oh yeah, that was pretty smart, or maybe it wasn't so smart and there've been subsequent developments, you know, but apart from what you post yourself, what you see other people posting is invaluable.
And Jonathan, we've had a large growth. You know, we're almost at 16,000 lawyers right now. And I know that you are a lawyer that came from a different practice, found the Message Center, and then sort of found a space and a community. So tell us about your matriculation into AILA and what you found in the Message Center and how you got to be vice chair.
I did come from a civil litigation background and with really zero experience in immigration when I joined a firm that's primary practice area was immigration. And I can remember starting out, I have empathy with my clients when I explain some of this to them and it doesn't make sense to them because that was me too. I remember learning that a visa, an I-94, and a petition can all have different end dates and they all mean different things and having my mind blown by that. And I really built from that, from zero to where I feel like I can practice pretty comfortably now, in a large part by relying on the Message Center. And the first way I used it was as a textbook where I didn't post very much, but I looked historically what has been posted there. And there's a lot of excellent, excellent content. And that really helped not just give me law advice, but practical advice on, you know, going beyond what the statute or regulation says, how practically does that work? And as, you know, I've practiced in immigration for a few more years now. I'm still not an old timer and I still have a lot to learn, but I feel like I've learned more and I feel like I can now contribute more and help other people who are maybe new to the field discover it the way I did through the Message Center. So what I like to do is post, try to answer people's questions when I think I have something helpful to say, and sort of give back and go full circle.
Well, that's excellent. And please, Jeff.
If I could add to what Jonathan said, you know, I think there are a lot of us, a lot of members of AILA are either solos or like me, they're not solos. They may be even in a big firm, but they're the only lawyers doing immigration. So you don't have someone down the hall that you can go ask when you have a dumb question or even a not dumb question. And I think the Message Center gives that community to new members.
I know that a lot of time goes into monitoring the Message Center and sort of participating in the Message Center. Jeff, could you give us a concept of how many hours that you actually spend doing your job as the chair, sort of moderating what happens there? And also how many hours you actually use the Message Center?
The hours spent as chair of the moderators committee isn't all that much. But I think inherent in that is taking some time each day or each week to go over what new posts there are, both to learn what's going on, to see if there are any posts that have questions that I might be able to help with. And so maybe, you know, on an average day, all in all, maybe about a half an hour, and maybe I refresh the new posts tab at the top 4 or 5 times a day, maybe more, sometimes less if I'm completely occupied by something else. You know, every now and then, there's somebody has a question and I might have, you know, a fairly, you know, a more complex response or maybe a good template that I, you know, I want to share that maybe has to be redacted. All right. So I might spend a half an hour and, you know, maybe that turns into an hour. Hopefully it helps the person who asked the question. And, you know, just as a matter of, you know, existing there, if someone else comes along and looks, they might find it helpful as well. So through the years, I've made countless, dozens of really good friends. And the interaction started in the message center, whether it was, you know, just a professional discussion, or, you know, sometimes things will devolve into, you know, sort of more fun or funner frivolous discussions. And then you communicate offline, and then maybe you meet them at the conference. And I've got a lot of people who I now consider very, very good personal friends. And the genesis of those relationships was the message center.
And Jeff, I would just add, in addition to the social dimension, the message center is a place where, you know, the community can see examples of what your work product is like. And it's a way you can generate referrals and business. And I have generated referrals and business from the message center. So the more that you put into it, the more you get from it, both at the community level and developing your book.
So as the president this year, my focus has been on membership benefits and services. And I want to thank you both for what you do for the community and how you sort of join us. And I want to sort of complement the other things that we sort of do. We have roundtables that are specific times that are free along with membership. We also have from time to time special sessions that pop up that can be free with membership. But one of the reasons most people go to our conferences after they practice for a while is to get that one question asked, because they only have that one question for that burning question on their desk. And what I want to remind people of is that Jeff and Jonathan have invited you to the Message Center and to that community to put that question out there, to crowdsource an answer from other practitioners who will be able to help you. And that's what we should remember, that we are all about community at AILA, and we make the community better when we all participate. So I thank you both so much for your time, and thank you for doing this recording today.